Hi, my name's Diana Trepkoff, and I'd like to welcome you to my new podcast called Can I Help Find Your Missing Loved One? I'm a forensic artist who's completed hundreds of law enforcement cold cases, and I can tell you firsthand the pain and suffering I have witnessed on families of missing loved ones. I can see the pain on their face, I can hear the pain in their voice, and I feel it in my heart. My dream is that all missing persons will be found and there will never be another missing person ever again. That's what I pray for, that's what I hope for, and that is my dream. So please welcome my new podcast, Can I Help Find Your Missing Loved One? And one by one, let's bring these missing loved ones home. Thank you. This part was very hard for me to listen again, and this is from the first time I interviewed Janine about her missing daughter, Edna, and I wanted to let everyone hear this before you hear the new updated interview. Thanks.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Did you want to explain anything?
Just to say that they blamed me and my husband for Edna's disappearance. And they basically blamed us and said to us that we are the guilty ones.
I'm sorry.
They treated us like criminals, like we just lost our daughter, disappeared, and now we're getting blamed by the police that we are we're the ones that let her disappear, and told my husband that he must go and show them where Edna is buried and stuff like that. He was treated very, very brutal by the police because he's the stepfather. That's why they treated him so bad.
What does the stepfather mean? Because I'm in Canada, I don't understand.
Stepfather means that he's my second husband.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Stepfather, that's stepfather. I'm sorry, that would be very difficult, and I'm really sorry that happened. Yeah. That's very hard, because if a loved one has disappeared, that's the last thing you would want. You want everyone to come together to help in search for her.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Do the police think she's deceased?
They cannot give me any answers because I've been asking for them to give me the docket number of the police file, but still today I haven't received the docket number, the case number.
The part that I did like that Janine said on the first time I interviewed her, it was the missing children in South Africa. They helped a lot with Edna's disappearance and stood by Janine, which makes my heart feel good because she didn't get very much support from the police in South Africa. This part really hurt that I wanted everyone to hear, you know, the pain that a mom goes through, that a family goes through with a missing loved one, and they never should be accused of anything. They need people to stand by them and support them. And this was Janine crying during the first interview I had with her.
I would love that, really, if anybody can just give us some good news of as where our daughter is. I miss my child. Her father misses her. Her brother misses her. So yes, we would really, after 18 years of hoping and praying, and we will not stop praying and asking for God to give us answers as well as to what happened to our daughter. Thank you very much, Diana, for reaching out and helping me to put your podcast out there worldwide. Just maybe this program would give me and my family some.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm so sorry. I can feel your pain, and I'm sorry you were treated like that. people deserve to have the support when something so horrible happens, and they don't deserve to be accused of anything. So I'm very sorry. I'm here to help you.
And that was really sad to hear part of that interview again. And my heart does hurt for Janine, her entire family, and for Edna. Janine deserves to know the truth, and Edna deserves to be found. And here's the new interview. Janine, you're in my heart. I will always help you from Canada. And I'm praying for a miracle, and Edna will be found. Thank you. Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Can I Help Find Your Missing Loved One? We have listeners in over 114 countries around the world, and we're just so blessed and so grateful because so many of you have made this podcast what it is, a very special, popular podcast, and everyone wants to be a part of helping to find missing loved ones, and we can't thank you enough. So thank you from me and Marty. And I wanted to welcome Janine Wendell Lottering from South Africa. She's an amazing person, and I've had her on in before, and I have her on today. And the sad news is her daughter's been missing for a while now. So Edna Elaine Piercy is still missing from South Africa, and we're going to talk in and update all the listeners. So thank you so much, Janine, for being on the podcast again.
It's a pleasure. Diana, thanks for inviting me again.
Of course. And you sound so clear. Like, it sounds like you're in the same room with me, and I'm in Canada and you're in South Africa. And I think that's just so amazing how we connect.
Yeah, Zoom is a fantastic way of connecting to one another.
Yeah. And what's the weather like over there?
Rustenburg is very warm. That's why my fan is on while I'm sitting in the room. It's very hot here in Rustenburg.
Okay. And here in Ontario, Canada, it's very cold. My feet are freezing. My hands are freezing. And I have the heat on trying to stay warm. So,
yeah, my husband would love to come to Canada.
Oh, wow. And I would love to come to South Africa. So, yeah. Oh, so how have you been since the last time we've spoken? I know it's... you know, it's heartbreaking. It's sad. And how have you been taking care of yourself through this all?
Overall, we still miss Edna every day, but you cope with the situation that you have in your life, and you make the best of it. But you still hope and pray that you will get answers of knowing where your daughter or your child. Any parent will never stop hoping. Yeah. Finding their missing child.
Yeah, I agree. And I have here Edna Elaine Piercy, missing from South Africa at 16 years old. She's your daughter. And it was October 14th, 2001 that she went missing. And she has green eyes.
That's correct.
Yeah, and dark hair. And if you want to just explain, if someone didn't hear the other podcast, just, you know, if you can explain what happened. What you think happened and how you found out she went missing?
It was on a weekend. She went on a school camp with a school, and she came back home the Sunday, and she spoke to her father, told her father everything she did on the camp, showed her father how she cut her foot by the swimming pool. And later the afternoon, she said to her father that she needs to go and get a school bag from her friends that what she left by on Friday. And before that, she washed the school clothes as well. And so she went to the friend's house. She never arrived at the friend's house to collect her school bag, and she never came home. So that afternoon when I came home from work, about the afternoon, I fell asleep. And when I woke up at 7 o'clock the evening, the Sunday evening, I said to my husband, that's not Edna. She will keep contact with us if there's something wrong, if she would stay longer. So we decided, no, we're going to go to the police station. And we told them that our daughter is missing. And they opened the docket, and she's still been missing since 2001.
Wow. What do you think happened?
Honestly, I wish I knew, because we were new residents in Rustenburg. We were here only 6 months when Edna disappeared. So I can't say what happened, because you don't make that much friends in 6 months.
Like, do you, does anybody, does her name come up a lot? Are people calling you, or is anyone giving tips? Are the police doing anything
Not
there?
at all.
Really?
Not at all. Not at all. The last time when somebody did something for us was in COVID, when we were on a program in South Africa called Vermis.
Okay.
That was the last time that any interaction was done concerning Edna and my other daughter, Blanche.
Is there a lot of missing people in South Africa?
Yes, a lot of okay. Nowadays, it seems like they're getting found quicker.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's actually sad. About a month and a half ago, a youngster in Cape Town went missing, and yes, she's also still not found. Her body apparently was sold for mutie. That is now. Doctors, they use it for to make medicine for the black people.
Oh my, oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah,
Wow.
so anything could have happened to Edna. She could have gone missing. They could have taken her to be a prostitute. They could have taken her for Satan, what, Satanism.
Yeah.
They've could have taken her for the mutie,
Yeah, I did.
making mutie. So there's a lot of stuff that a parent can think happened, but
Yeah.
you'll never know until you get answers from the person that got has gone missing.
Yeah. I didn't know that, Muti. I didn't know what that meant. Wow, that's crazy. And it doesn't seem right at all. And when it comes to ritual abuse, like when you said the same stuff, the ritual abuse, I learned about all that. I used to volunteer at a rape crisis center. And I learned about ritual abuse from the people that were in the room that I would talk to. And I was shocked around Halloween what would happen to, like, about rapes and about animals being killed and degutted and stuff. And I had no idea this even existed. And people are like, oh, that's not true. But yeah, it is. I've met people. So
Is true. It definitely does exist.
it's horrible. It's horrible. It's sad. It's not how life should be at all.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm sorry to hear all that stuff. Do you have dreams of Edna?
I don't have dreams about her, but I still talk to her as if she's still alive, still, yeah, still in my house, part of my life. It's actually funny. It's actually weird to explain it, because I speak to her as if she's sitting right next to me, even though I don't believe in spiritism or stuff like that. But yeah, I speak to my daughter as if she's right next to me.
Yeah, no, that's not weird. That's not weird. Do you, what does your heart tell you? Do you feel she's alive or no?
Yes, my heart still tells me that she's alive.
Okay, that's good. And what about her dad? What does her dad say?
Yeah, he feels the same, that he'll still keep positive, the same as me, stay positive, and maybe one day that we will get our answers that we are praying for.
I hope so. I know you went through a lot. Are the police helping at all?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Unfortunately, South African police is definitely not like other countries' police.
So how, what are they like? I don't know from here.
They don't help. They don't keep in contact with you. They don't, if something doesn't happen fast enough, they just put the docket away and say it, case closed.
Okay. And which police is that? Is that the Rustenburg?
Yeah, it's the Rustenburg police. And I feel the whole of South Africa's police that isn't very cooperative in many ways.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. We have, you know, we have a lot of listeners. What would you want to say to the listeners, a message from you?
Me as a mother, as a parent, would encourage parents to don't let your kids walk around alone. Don't let them stay by friends without contacting you. Have your friends, the friends' numbers, the parents' numbers in at all times. Unfortunately, I didn't have the parent or the friend's telephone number, so I couldn't get a hold of them at all. So if I had that contact details, I would have most probably found out much easier and much quicker that Edna was never there.
Wow. So, yeah. Has the friends gotten in touch with you through the years?
No, not at all. So everything that I know happened was when my husband and I did all the investigations and stuff, and everything that we did it by ourselves, and we had no help from anybody else.
So she did meet some friends, and no one's ever asked about her?
Nobody's ever asked about her. Yes, we get a lot of Facebook people telling us that we are the guilty people. We as parents did something to her, and yeah, people are very cruel.
Yeah,
if they don't have the facts, they can be very cruel.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened. Yeah, people can be really cruel on social media, what they can say, you know.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
And they don't realize that what the parents are going through, and then they still must get people that's judgmental and cruel towards you, and that imparts more pain towards the parents of the missing person.
Yeah, because you're going through enough on your own, and no one's going to understand unless they have a child who's gone missing. No one's going to understand the pain that you have went through.
That's very true, because not one person can tell me how I feel or my husband feels unless, like you said, they lost a child.
Yeah.
It's different when you lose a parent or something like that. But if you lose a child, there's no words that I can describe how a parent feels when they lose a child.
And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry this happened. Do you have some nice, happy memories you want to share?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Edna and Blanche, they love to sing. They loved to, the four of them, my husband and my two daughters and my son used to play a lot in the lounge. And yeah, there's just a lot of memories that will never fade.
What's one of your best memory that just puts a smile on your face? If you close your eyes, if you're in pain and you want to just not suffer and think of something happy, a happy memory, what memory would you like to share with everyone?
A happy memory of Edna was when she loved to sing, and she had the most beautiful voice. And I will never forget that voice of her singing, and she loved it. She loved it to bits, and she loved to dance as well. Oh. And that's memories that will never fade out of my heart or out of my mind.
Nice. And what song would she sing?
Well, there's quite a few songs. She loved not Backstreet Boys. My word. And I can't remember the band.
That's okay. But she was really happy when she was singing.
Yes. She was very happy.
Nice.
She also loved animals. She had a little white dog that she was very fond of. And
Yeah, now there's a lot of memories that even though now that I sit, I'm talking about it, but I've got a smile on my face just thinking about it.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, it's important to keep the beautiful memories in our hearts and try not to think of all the painful times. And it is painful. Like it's so, I'm sorry. That's why I do what I do. And I hear so many parents and they go through mental torture and they cry and they say no one will really understand. And sometimes they don't even want to talk about it because it's so painful. So when we have the podcast out with all the pictures and stuff, I'll ask everybody to share. So her image keeps circulating, her face keeps circulating everywhere, and the story. And is it the same numbers for Missing Children South Africa and then Rustenburg SAP?
Everything's still the same, yes. Everything still stays the same. What I also want to say is, Diana, is that parents mustn't not talk about their missing children or missing person. They must keep talking about them. Keep them alive in your thoughts, in your heart, in your mind. Just keep them alive because that will help you survive.
Yeah,
that is the only thing that helps me stay positive is the fact that I talk about Edna and I talk about her a lot. And that helps me to keep myself sane.
Good. That's nice. That's nice. Thank you. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And yeah, it's important to say their name and keep their memory alive. I have here, so if anybody knows the truth or where Edna Elaine Piercy is, again, she went missing in South Africa, October 14th, 2001. You can call the Missing Children South Africa at 072-647-7464 or 084-582-1516. Or the Rustenburg SAPS Police at 014-590-4115. Or you can contact me at Can I Help Find Your Missing Loved One? And we have a contact section there. You can just, for tips, you can send an email or Janine also, because this will all be on Facebook. And then, you know, with social media, it's such a powerful tool and it can go so fast around the world. So we're hoping someone seen something, someone knows something, so we can get answers for you. And so October 14th, 2024 will be 23 long years since Edna disappeared. So that's a long time not knowing. And I'm sorry again for the pain.
Thank you, Diana. It's much appreciated. And it was nice chatting to you again. And yes, keeping my daughter's name out there and her face out there, that's the only positive thing that will give us the hope that just someday someone will see her and we get our daughter back.
Yeah.
And thank you to everybody that is prepared to share this podcast right over the world to help find our missing daughter.
Yeah, you're an amazing mom. I can tell you're an amazing person, a beautiful soul. And I have a forensic book that I'm working on with missing people. And, you know, you'll be part of that when that comes out. So I'll let you know. Again, I'm sorry this has happened to you. And I honor you. You're an amazing person with a good heart. So I'll do the best I can to help get Edna's story out and try and have a nice day today, Janine.
Oh, thank you very much, Diana. You too. And love to your family, even though I don't know them.
Okay, and love to your family too. And enjoy the warm weather, because I would do anything to have warm weather because I am freezing right now here. So I'm going to...
I'm giving you lots of love that way. So that's going to give you the heat, eh?
Yeah, you're amazing. I'm going to make a nice, fresh, hot tea. You're probably going to have something cold and I'm going to have something hot.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, try and have a good day. And thank you so much for being you. Thank you.
Thank you for being you as well. And thank you for everything you're doing to help people to find their missing loved ones.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Can I Help Find Your Missing Loved One is created, produced, and hosted by Diana Trepkoff. Associate producer and sound editing by Marty Brown. Please don't forget to call in any tips. Thank you.